Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The KDKA Morning News with Larry Richard and John Shumway.
I'm Larry Richard.
And I'm John Shumway. And the aforementioned Dr. Mike Hutchinson joins us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Doc, you're not 2 hour delayed, are you, this morning?
I don't know.
Well, do you go to Head Start Fayette County?
Yeah. Could you go through the list, please?
Tri-State Christian Academy. Both are on a two-hour delay. And Pine Richland School District, the Pine Richland Middle School, is closed due to a gas leak. All the other schools in the Pine Richland School District are open and operating. And that, of course, is from the KDKA NRG Storm Center, which you can find at any time at kdkaradio.com.
So, Doc, a little bit of the elephant in the room this week is because of the frigid temperatures. Actually, Marty Griffin did a Get Marty story on KDK TV about people who leave pets outdoors in extreme temperatures. At what point does that become an issue, in your opinion, in terms of their well-being?
Honestly, if a dog is outdoors and it's long furred and it's adapted to this weather, I think they're fine, you know, when it gets down to 20 degrees and they have shelter and can keep dry. And I know the law changed to 32 degrees, but I think they're fine 20 degrees as long as they have those aforementioned things. However, dogs that don't have, you know, long fur and coats like that, or don't have enough fat on them because you require calories to keep warm. Those dogs, I think that's cruel, extremely cruel. And I didn't see his show, but I know Marty's really good about finding those kinds of cases and speaking up, and I'm glad he does that.
Let me go back. You said below 20 degrees?
Yeah.
Is your cutoff? Yeah. Okay, so we've been sitting here at 0 degrees and 1 degree, and this morning we're at 8 degrees. So based on what you're saying, you don't think there are any dogs that should be out there in this kind of weather?
That's correct. I think they should be inside. And then you asked me what my cutoff is, and my whole career, that's been a good cutoff number, and that's what it used to be. I get 32 degrees. It's because some people shouldn't have dogs. They shouldn't have pets. And that's all you can say about them, because why in the world, when it's zero out, would you leave a thin dog outside with frozen water or frozen food? They have to have the calories in the water and not ice.
PJ Kamanchik, our news director.
I do.
Executive producer. He has a great line that I steal from him all the time, and that is, read the room. In other words, take a moment to, analyze or look at what's going on in this current circumstance. So I think people should be more sensitive when you get down to these extreme temperatures.
Well, and on the topic of this, Doc, we have a question from Dan and Jen, who are in Munhall. And they have a large, furry dog that absolutely loves being out in the snow. But their dog slipped last week and is still limping on and off. The vet thinks that he sprained his knee and gave us something to give for the help for the pain. But do you have any thoughts on what to do about exercise?
You know, that becomes difficult when we have ice and snow outside, because we get a lot of dogs that injure themselves in this weather, especially their ACLs, their knees, the ligament inside their knee. It's like the football injury. You know, they're running around, then they accidentally slip and hyperextend that knee and tear the ligament or strain the ligament. And my recommendation is, you went to your veterinarian, gave you painkillers. They probably told you to leash confine, give R&R for a few weeks, and, you know, leash confinement even when they're going up and down stairs. And that can be difficult for some people, but a lot of these dogs even get hurt inside. So you can still walk them as long as your vet said that was okay. I don't know how bad the injury was, but you can still walk them. But you have to leash confine them. You have to stop the playing in the snow for now. I know that's sad, but it's better that he heals up.
Well, here's a question that kind of combines the two, between the cold and the ligament issues. This is from Kay and John in Sewickley. Dr. Mike, our boxer had a metal plate put in his leg to fix a torn ligament in his knee. Could the cold weather bother him? He seems to be limping again, but he's not been outdoors except to do his thing, We are worried because it took 6 months for him to use that leg properly.
They're probably talking about a procedure to fix that ligament I was just talking about, where the orthopedist will, take a wedge of bone out and put a plate in. And yes, in the cold weather, that plate, I mean, people that have plates tell me this, that it really bothers them in cold weather. So certainly it could bother a dog too. And I would try to keep him inside during that time. Maybe you can put a stocking or something over that knee, you know, something to keep it a little bit warmer and see if that helps. Yes, that could happen. According to the orthopedist, about 10% of those dogs have trouble with the plate other than cold weather. So maybe you want to get that checked out too. I'm not sure how severe that is, but yes, the cold weather could bother them.
So Doc, what you're saying is if you have a metal plate in your head and you go outside in this weather, you could have brain freeze?
I get that every time I drink something cold. So I
you too? Go to drmikehutchinson.com. Great podcast, terrific information for you and your pets from the good Dr. Mike of Animal General, LaSalle Plaza, Cranberry. You can go to kdkradio.com for a link to animalgeneral.net too. Always appreciate your time and appreciate the audible here. We'll catch you next week, Doc.
It's my pleasure. You guys have a good morning. Stay warm.
On our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.